This is Robert Frank, and you're listening.
The following program is rated.
Someone's gonna lock the mind. Someone's gonna lock the mind. All right, what is going on? I hope you guys can hear me. This is your boy, the Dean. Just checking to see if y'all guys can hear me. Just let me know, chat room. Just let me know if you can hear me and everything. And we'll be good. I just want to make sure y'all guys can hear me and all that other stuff. And if y'all can hear me, we will chop it up. Okay, good. All right, y'all can hear me. All right, gentlemen, this is the Man Mindset Show. I'm your host, Dean. Class is in session. And, gentlemen, the beautiful thing about this show here that we have for you guys out here, that this show right here that you're listening to, let me put that in there, is 100% authentic, okay? It's 100% authentic. Is real, actual game. Let me switch that over. I don't know what happened right there. But it's 100% authentic, real, actual game. And we want to make sure that everything is going good. Okay, so I just want to make sure y'all can see me. Everything's going good. Everything's going right. I'm trying to make sure our scenes are coming up correctly. I don't know if I did something right or did something wrong. But can y'all see me? I want to know if y'all can see me. I don't know why the transition is not working. Right, let me see here. Refresh this shit. All right, there you go. It should sync me right now, sync in the broadcast. All right, so there we go. So hopefully it syncs me in. All right. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I hope that sync didn't work. I'm sorry. Remember, it's a new system, so everything is kind of clunky a little bit, but it's okay. But as I said before, it's the Man Mindset. I'm your host, Dean. We ask all you guys that are listening to the show, please, gentlemen, take time to go ahead and go get your puzzle pieces if you want to learn game. I don't know how many times I tell people that get coaching, and I ask them, do they want to learn game, and they just don't want to learn game. And it amazes me how people won't listen to the information to be able to learn game, and it's just amazing. I don't understand it. But that's not for me to understand. What I need for you guys to do in this thing is get your puzzle pieces and all that other stuff. But also, gentlemen, what I need you guys to do to understand this is go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask. We got that lined up. The lines are open, and we're going to chop it up. Let me bring this mic closer. Yeah, but we're going to chop it up. So the lines are open if you guys want to talk to me. This is the show. We're going to break it down. Nobody talks about the stuff that we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about silencing the mind. But before we silence the mind, gentlemen, before we get into silence the mind, gentlemen, I want to do one thing real quick. And let's go ahead and we can just kind of like do this right now and go into the dojo in your mind and everything. And let's just start to show off right by doing this all the time, because we'll, of course, have your lost and found box, of course. But we want to make sure that you go to the dojo in your mind. And we want to make sure that you guys out there are able to soak up the information that we have for you guys. And I think it's very important for us to begin the show the right way. So we need to start it with your creed for those that are listening. And if you're listening to the creed, you'll understand that I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women, and I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job, and this is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you, my friends, will get to meet the new me tomorrow. So I guess transitions are acting up. Jeez, let me refresh it again. It's got to sync. That's okay. It's okay. It happens. So it's cool. So we are syncing in. Don't worry. This is a new system, so it's got bugs. They'll get that thing together. But let's get to the show, and shout out to the chat room guys out there. We have a great show for all you guys out there. And again, the show title is How Silence Can Unlock Your Mind. And that's what we're going to be talking about and discussing. The phone lines are open. If you have a question, we ask you guys to go ahead and post any questions that you have or anything that you might, that you might want to talk about, learn, and grow with, okay? That's what the show is about. But what I want to say to you guys out there, the mind is a very tricky thing, because most people don't understand they need to learn how to silence the mind. And the reason I say that is, as a man, you're not supposed to trust the mind. Your mindset is not to be trusted, because it is the thing that has you exactly where you are right now. And so many young men out there right now have a false sense of what the world is like based off of the reality that their mind has had for them. Okay. All right. It's a false sense. And for so many of you guys out there, I want to make sure, can y'all see me and everything? Let me know. Put a one. Y'all can see me and everything. I just want to make sure as I continue this. Y'all can see me and hear me. Just somebody put a yes. If just one person, if you can see me and hear me, just make sure to say yes before I continue this, because I don't know what the fuck Fearless is talking about, but can y'all hear me? Guys, listen, check mic 1, 2. Let me go down and see. Okay, wait. Okay, you cannot see me? Let me try this. All right, you cannot see me. Okay. Let me refresh. Give me a second. Let me refresh. Let's see here. All right. All right, hold on 1 second. Let's see here. All right, hold on. Let me switch that to this and that back to this. All right, can y'all guys see me now? Just let me know. I'm sorry, guys. Can y'all see me? All right, just let me know. Can y'all see me now? You can hear me, but you can't see me. Can you see me now? Can you let me know? Can you see me now? Just want to know. Because if you can't. Okay, we're good now. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I appreciate stand up all me pill, guys. As I said before, but let me go ahead and get this question right here. How do you deal with crazy girls spreading false rumors of rape and stuff that you've never done to try to sabotage your reputation and try to charge of your words to understand? Daniel, you got to stop lying to your fucking self. You got to stop lying to yourself. You guys out here are so busy listening to all that red pill bullshit that you actually think that women are trying to sabotage your life like you're special. Please, man, stop asking me fucking boring, stupid-ass questions. I will get rid of you. Don't ask me a dumb fucking question like that, because that shit ain't got nothing to do with you. Don't even bring that shit up in this fucking room ever again. This is why y'all lose. Let me post this weak-ass shit up. This is why y'all on some sucker-ass shit. This is why. Think women just going to wake up every morning and sit around and say, well, you know what? I'm going to say Daniel sabotaged me, you dumb fuck. You're on probation. Do not say anything in this fucking room today. It's shocked, man. It is shocking how these dumb motherfuckers come up with this stupid ass shit. And you know what? I'm going to take him off as a mod. He doesn't deserve to be a fucking mod. Hold on. Let me go ahead and fix that. Because if you're a mod and you're here talking like that, you got to get the fuck off.
Fix that.
Hold on. You got to get the fuck off. You cannot be a mod talking like that. The fuck is he at? He will not be a mod talking like that. Men don't talk that way, and men don't try to put women in situations like that. He will not be a mod talking that way. Because what he's doing, let me tell you how the mind has got his ass fucked up. See, it's an easy reason for his weak ass not to talk to women, number one, but sitting here and trying to blame women and trying to make women to be like they're, like they wake up every morning trying to cause you to give you a rape allegation. I don't even know how the fuck he became one, but he ain't going to become one. But let me get back into the show. I'm sorry, guys. So as I was saying to y'all guys out there, and I continue to say this, guys, for you guys listening out here, is that your mind, okay? Okay, he is here to fool you. Okay? And for most of you guys out here, you think that you are what you think about. But for a lot of you guys, you don't see the mind as your enemy because your mind creates your perception. It creates your reality. And what game does that nobody wants you to know this. This is why they want to attack the dating coaches. This is why they want to attack the dating coaches. I'm about to tell you why. See, the mind has connected to other minds to create this false reality. And see, they don't want the dating coach to wake you up from the dream within a dream. Because right now, the majority, especially them goofy-ass manosphere motherfuckers, are in a lucid dream of what they think life is. And the deeper they go into that lie, the deeper they fall into lies by other people telling them lies. And this is why game is so important and a coach is so important. Because a dating coach, gentlemen, is not obsolete. A dating coach is here to do one thing, and that is to open your mind so you can see the value in yourself. Nothing more, nothing less. But they want you to think that dating coaches are out to get you and sabotage you. But you don't realize the saboteur is your mind and them dumb motherfuckers that you're listening to. Whether you want to call it, however you want to say it or whatever, it is doing one thing, and it is here to separate you from who you actually are. Your core, it takes you away from your core because it makes you think that you should act and behave like another man. Just because another man can't get a woman doesn't mean you can't get a woman unless you ain't working on yourself. But they don't want you to hear about that and know about that, gentlemen. They don't want you to understand that, you know what, even though you are awake right now, or what you guys want to think, you're quote-unquote woke, only your perception and in your mind that you are sleeping. And in that mindset that you have, you are seeking enlightenment through lies and manipulation. And it is perception because the mind is taking you on a journey to a false enlightenment to make you think that women are the problem. They make you think women are the problem. And everybody wants you to think that the dating coaches are the enemy. When the dating coaches, now this is the right, follow me on this. How can we be an enemy when we're trying to get you to find you? How can we be an enemy when we're trying to get you to stand alone and on your own without worrying about anybody else? But yet they sit around and they say we're the enemy, gentlemen. But what happens is they don't understand the perception that they have of themselves are the things that are hurting themselves. See, what these young men do not understand, or excuse me, what they don't overstand, and they will never understand this as long as they are associating themselves with losers. The only thing a loser can do to you is make you a better loser. Because what those losers will not tell the average guy is the sum of your knowledge, not my knowledge, not your knowledge, that person's knowledge, his own, and his experience is only going to be acquired through his perception, his reality. Oh, shit, I dropped my mic. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, gentlemen, through his perception, through his reality, through his ability, through his performance, through his recognition of what he's doing right versus what he's doing wrong. But here is a thing that he doesn't understand, but he actually thinks it's the truth. He actually thinks that he is his mind. He thinks he is his mind. Listen to what I'm saying. He thinks he is his mind. And gentlemen, as I tell all of you guys listening to me, I'm not here to get you to be like me, but isn't it odd they're trying to get you to be like them? Isn't it odd they want you to follow a herd of other losers versus be your own man? You are not your mind. But the way most of you are right now, you think you are your mind. Thus, you think that you are the thoughts that you are producing in your mind as your truth. But whose truth is it? Certain guy can't get a woman, and then he tells you that you can't get a woman. But I ask you the question, what are you doing to build your mind up? What are you doing to work on your body? What are you doing? I don't mean to weight lift weights, your mental gym. What are you doing for yourself? Are you working on your communication skills? Are you working to develop your mind? Or are you worshiping women so much that you don't want to do the work, but you expect women to just jump on their backs and give you sex? To jump on your back and think it's sex. And the sad thing about all of this for a lot of these young men is that they are on their way to just destruction. They're not their minds. The game that the mind is playing on these men is they are constructing thoughts that produce reason that gives them a false result. You can't get women here. Wait, first off, it's not your fault, the thought. The reason it's not your fault is because these women ain't shit. So as a false result, we're going to have you go overseas, or we're going to say, you know what, Fuck these dating coaches. But when you are combining lies, fake perceptions, false realities, combining weak thoughts, feminine feelings, weak emotions, and ignorance, gullible, and being disillusioned, you can only recognize the same fools that are telling you the same foolish shit because you choose not to silence your mind. You choose not to silence your mind. How do we stop blaming other people for the lack of knowledge? Because what are you doing? You're looking for an excuse, and I'm trying to explain that to you right now. Think about this. Because you are not working on yourself. Because you are not creating the community in your mind. You will then follow a community outside of your mind when you don't create the community in your mind. Because right now, for the majority of you guys out there, you're overwhelmed by your feelings, your feminine emotions, and your weak-ass thoughts, which makes you believe that your reality that you're in right now is actually your truth, or excuse me, the truth, when it is your truth. Sure, women are not going to talk to a loser. Why would a woman want to talk to a loser? Why would a woman want to talk to someone that cannot hold a decent conversation? Why do they want to do that? And this is why we got to talk about this first before we solve it, because it's very, very important that you guys understand, okay? You got to understand the why before we get to the solutions, because your mind has just fucked you over. Let me show you, brother. Let me show you why the mind has fucked you over. Because your mind doesn't want to know that you're just as stupid as what the fuck I'm saying, because you're looking for the answer and not looking for why you are what the fuck you are right now. Wake the fuck up. This is why I'm taking my time. Because I want you young men out here to see the why. I'm not going to bullshit with you. I'm going to keep it a buck. You think your reality is actually the truth, but it's not the truth. It's your truth. It's their truth, but it's not the truth. Because your mind is tricking you with the capacity, thinking that what you actually believe is the truth for every man out there, every man outside your door, you think is the truth. But I ask any guy out here, because so many guys out here, listen to me. So let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. So many guys out here, listen to me, guys. This is very fucking important. So many guys out here automatically assume that a dating coach is there to screw you over. How can a dating coach screw you over when it is a dating coach like myself that's telling you to put wine above your bed to position yourself, to put some beautiful art on your wall to position yourself, to work on your lighting, your all the things in your house to work on those? A dating coach that really is showing you game, is showing you things that you've never seen before. What dating coach you know is telling you to work on your warrior? What dating coach you know, what dating coach you know out there is telling you to work on your culinary school? What dating coach you know out there is telling you to build your scribe so you can talk to yourself? What dating coach out there is telling you to take information and forge it for yourself, not him? What dating coach is telling you to construct your mind your way? What dating coach is telling you to look at your fucking marketing team to market your fucking self and nobody else? What dating coach out there is telling you to go to your fucking film room, to go to your amusement park, to go to your studio, and to go to your mental gym? I ain't, but wait, we're wrong? Don't follow a dating coach? We're wrong? We're wrong? We're trying to do something? I am here to help you free yourselves. But do you actually want to be free when you think you are free? That's what the mind is making you think, that you are free. Think about what I'm saying. MF, what text is wrong? I'm sorry. What's wrong, MF? What text is wrong? I don't see. Oh, you mean the Steve Williams? I know. I haven't fixed that yet. No game. Listen, brother. I tell you all, nobody's ever told you this. Hold out your hand and touch yourself. Now you can feel yourself, right? Then now I want you to reach out and touch fear. Go ahead, touch him. That motherfucker ain't there, goddammit. So how can you defeat something that's not even there? Well, yeah, I know, MF. I got that. It's just something I got to fix. I haven't fixed because I was doing some other stuff. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen to me. I understand you think your thoughts, feelings, or emotions are tools, but it's the feminine tools. This is why women get a break on being women, because the women are supposed to have fucking feelings. Women are supposed to be emotionally driven. Women should be driven by emotions and fucking feelings. So they get a free pass, but you don't get a pass. You can't blame how the fuck can you blame a woman for who the fuck you are? And how can you expect a woman to open her legs and sleep with you when you don't even know what you're doing? Think about that, gentlemen. Think about that. I want you to think for yourselves. Because the only way you're going to win is quiet the silence, quiet the mind, to unlock the mind and your potential. You must stop listening to him. I tell you this all the time. Nobody on the internet tells you this. Whenever you see a woman, why is it that your mind is the first one to tell you that you're no good? You're too short. You're ugly. You're broke. You can't get the woman. Why does your mind do that? Because it doesn't want you to win. But isn't it funny? It's the same mind that's telling you, go ahead and follow a bunch of dumbasses that tell you to go out of the fucking country. A bunch of dumbasses that tell you to pick a colored pill. A bunch of dumbasses that tell you what hypergamous nature is and female nature and don't jerk off. And yet, you don't even realize your mind is not only pushing you towards that information, but your mind is making you go deeper in that information. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me, but it is there. It is there. And who the fuck is talking about that meditation shit? Hold on, let me see who the fuck is talking about that silly ass meditation shit. John. If a loser closes his eyes and meditate, do you think he's going to be a winner? You think he's going to wake up and be a winner, John? What do you think meditation is going to do? What the fuck do you think meditation is going to do? Are you fucking, man, this is why your mind is fucking you up. Because you want to sit and go, And what is that going to do? That ain't going to silence the mind, because as soon as you wake the fuck up, your mind is going to fuck you over. And you want to sit here and think? See, this is sad. Instead of fucking meditating, why don't you get off your lazy fucking ass and learn yourself? Instead of trying to run behind, go up to a mountain, close your fucking eyes, and hang out with some billy goats. Fuck is that? This is what I'm talking about. The mind is, see, this is how the mind fucks them. See how quick and easy that is? Close your eyes and meditate. Close your eyes and fucking meditate. Hey, you ain't got no mouthpiece. Huh? Don't work on that. You ain't got no smooth culinary school to put some flavor in your eye and ear. Uh-huh, no. Don't work on that. You don't know how to create anything. Don't work on that. But hey, let's meditate. And all of a sudden, poof. Hey, look, it's like me telling you, John, that if you want to be an open heart surgeon, fuck medical school. Who wants to do that? Fuck going to college. Fuck a residency. Hey, John, let's just go over into the mountains, cross our fucking legs, close our eyes, and meditate. And John, by the time you're done meditating, oh my God, you'll be an open heart surgeon. Do you see this shit? Do y'all see that shit? Do y'all see how the mind fucks you over? There is no common sense with an individual that thinks he's a colored fucking pill, or goes to a black man and is fair to hear a bunch of ignorant ass people that don't have game. That's still ready. They're telling you not to get a coach. It's the same guy telling you don't go to school, don't go to law school, don't go to med school because it's not good for you. Instead, find something else to do. And this is the problem. Wasted time, gentlemen. Wasted time. Wasted. Gentlemen, you have got to start embracing you. I don't think they understand me. Why would you embrace another man's thinking as far as running away from yourself? I'm not telling you to be me. I'm telling you to embrace who the fuck you are. Why the fuck you are. And what can you do to evolve that person? And if you don't want to do it, you're going to be the same loser, losing. And nobody is going to over here blame a fucking woman. How can you blame a woman for training her to be where you expect her to be and not allow her to choose her own goddamn way? What I am saying to you out here. Listen, man. Listen, David, I will fucking ban your bitch ass again. Stop talking about fucking drugs and be your own goddamn drug, loser. See this shit? See this shit? Mushrooms. What a fucking loser. You're just as bad as the meditation guy. What a fucking loser. You see that, guys? Instead of working on yourself, do something outside yourself to cope with the pain, to get hooked on some fucking medication, to keep taking that fucking medication, to be a fucking loser. Please shut your fucking ass up. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Be your own drug. Be your own drug. Anything from anybody, be your own drug. But how can one be his own drug when one is not honest with himself? One is conditioned by false stories in their mind that create limiting beliefs. You believe in an inauthentic version of yourself. What you're not even looking at the man in the mirror because you don't believe in that motherfucker. So you cover up the mirror. And you believe in that lie that you're the victim. You're the victim. You're the victim. And you want to satisfy yourself with a piece of pussy. You are defining yourself over a poor foreign bitch that her pussy is your definition. But one cannot be strong and one cannot have strength when one does not believe in who one is to oneself. You create the world that you live in. I don't create it. How do we improve our warrior if it even exists for us in the moment? You don't. How can you create anything when you haven't created a standard for yourself, man? You haven't done anything for yourself. And there's your mind fucking you over again. Because before you have your warrior, you need your motherfucking scribe. Now, how do you guys even move and function with these limited-ass beliefs? This is why y'all mess up, because y'all don't see game for what it is. It's not me. It's nobody. It's not your parents. It's nobody but you. It is so crazy that you understand women are throwing pussy in the Americas, outside the Americas. All the women are the same, but the only thing is what benefit does a married woman, single woman, a woman that's living by herself, what benefit does she have fucking you? I mean, let's keep it a buck. If a woman gave you pussy, what benefit is it when she's fucking somebody in his fucking emotions? What? Tell me, what benefit is it? 716, what's up, sir? How can I help you? 716 going what?
Hello.
Yes, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Well, see, I just had this little problem with this girl. I was fucking her. You feel me? You know how it be.
Stop. And stop. There is no such thing as a problem. How old are you?
Me, I'm 19.
You 18. So what the fuck do you mean there's a problem with a woman? What do you mean a problem? What problem are you actually having?
I mean, I caught feelings and she not.
Well, wait a second. You caught feelings. So who has the problem? You have the problem. It's not a problem. It's your problem. Because
right.
You
it's
ain't standing on, right, because you ain't standing on shit. See, if you stood on who the fuck you are, and this is why I'm saying this, young man, because I had to do that shit when I was 9 fucking years old. Yes, hey, caller, yes. When I was 14, I got my bitch ass heart broke too. You see that, caller? See? I got my shit broke at 14. So I'm not going to say I'm no different. But I'm saying that heartbroke was, but no, listen to me, motherfucker. I'm not, it was a comma. That wasn't a fucking period. That heartbreak helped me see what I could do to women. So it unlocked more power in me. I didn't feel defeated because you caught feelings for a woman. Why the fuck are you catching feelings right now and you 18 years old? Why are you catching feelings?
You right. I should be catching feelings for what?
This is not right or wrong. Stop telling me I'm right. I'm asking you a question. Why the fuck are you all caught up in some woman?
Is the pussy good?
All right, goodbye. I'm done with you. You're right. The pussy's good. I can't help you. And let me show y'all guys something. You just don't argue. You don't teach them. You just let them go. We cannot help every fucking body, okay? We cannot help everybody in this game, okay? We cannot help them. Let them go. Let them be. Guys, I'm talking. Listen, guys, listen. All my dogs out there, listen. Law zero, everybody can't be a man, and you let the zebras be zebras. You let the zebras be zebras, and you do not try to change what they are. 772, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, you can hear me?
What's your question, sir?
Hello?
All right, goodbye. All right, so anyway, getting back to what I was saying. Now, as I was saying to you guys out here, is that you have got to learn how to be your own compass. But the only way to silence your mind, gentlemen, is asking yourself a simple question. Do you have what it takes? And for many of you out here, you don't have what it takes. And for a lot of you guys, that can be a very scary question to ask yourself when you fear women and doubt yourself. You cannot really answer that question. Can you really be successful in a relationship? Yes, each and every one of you can be successful, because the success of a relationship does not start from the woman. The success in a relationship starts from the man. Starts from the man. It does not start from the fucking woman. The woman has no power over a king, a warrior, and a fucking god. You are powerful. You are all things. But yet, you don't believe that you're all things, so how can you be seen as all things? Because you don't work on you. Because I promise you, just like you, when I was 9 to 13, sure, I thought it was about pussy. Guess what, gentlemen? Once I realized what the truth was that I was not throwing the dick in the market and flooding it, but I was making it about pussy. And I agree, I was doing that. I made a mistake until I started to commit to myself. And as I committed to myself, my mindset began to shift. Because after a minute, I realized that, wait a second, I'm the one that knows how to eat the pussy right. I'm the one that knows how to touch her. I'm the one that knows how to whisper things in her motherfucking ear. I'm the one that knows how to make her wet in her mind and her body. I'm the one that can push her mindset beyond fucking anything that she's ever seen before. So why the fuck do I need to run behind some pussy when they should be coming and bringing that shit to me? I'm happy to tell a woman that you already know that I can get some pussy. So if you think that this shit's about pussy, you got me all wrong. And as arrogant as I fucking am, I'm telling you, I will tell them what the fuck I'm here for. I am here for the conquer. When did your mind get so weak, or were we never strong? No, when did our mind get? No, your mind is not weak. All right, listen. I want you to think like this. Watch, okay? Watch this, okay? This is ice. This is tea. Your mind, this is your mind and your thoughts, and all it's doing is pouring lies in you and filling your cup up with lies. What I'm saying here is, you're right, I'm about to blow your fucking mind. Who the fuck is holding the cup? Your mind is pouring lies into the cup, but who is holding the cup? And the one holding the cup is the one that has the power to choose if this information goes into the cup. Think about what I'm saying. Oh, my God, y'all don't understand how deep that is because nobody teaches you this kind of game. Do you understand what the fuck I just said? Who holds the cup? The mind can pour as much shit as it wants in your cup. But if you're the one holding the cup, then you get to choose what goes into the cup. I don't think they fucking heard me. I don't think y'all understand how cold we are over here. I don't think they understand because nobody talks this motherfucking game like we do. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck I just said. Easy to grab and keep pouring lies and false information in this cup and believe that what is in the cup is your truth. But is it actually your truth or is it somebody else's truth that's going into your cup that you grab and you sip on it and you drink it. You drink the information. But you don't realize that you have the choice of holding the cup. And when the cup is pouring, you can move the cup and allow the cup to all that bullshit to splatter on the floor. Yes. Yes. David, finally, you said something right. You choose if you want to remove the cup. You choose to hold the cup. So here's the million-dollar question. Where the fuck is women at in all this shit? How can it be a woman's fault if you choose to hold the cup? Tell me, how the fuck can it be a woman's fault? Somebody please explain to me. Somebody explain, how can it be her fault when you hold the information, you hold the cup, you choose what you want to do? But here's the problem. You're winning. The reason why you're winning is because the most of you guys are committed to winning. It's the woman's fault. You're winning. Let's blame women. Let's blame society. Let's blame government. Let's blame everybody. Let's win together. Let me get around a bunch of other motherfuckers and take bullshit information, and I will toast that guy. Hey, buddy. And I'll toast that guy. Hey, and I'm going to win and toast that guy and toast that guy and create a community outside of myself of nothing but fucking losers toasting bad information and drinking from the information and thinking that information is actually truth. But as a single-minded man, we do not drink from somebody else's cup. You don't drink from somebody else's cup. You create your own information. You create your own cup and you drink from your information and you plenish yourself with your electrolytes. You don't plenish yourself with somebody else's thoughts because their thoughts are not your thoughts. They're not your thoughts. Do you see what I'm saying? They're not your thoughts. Junior has a question. So we embrace the flaws, but stop. Is it a, what is a flaw? Tell me, what is a flaw? All right, listen to me. I'm 5'7". Is that a flaw? No. I'll be 51 in a few days. Is that a flaw? No. What is a flaw? You know what a flaw is to me? Is when I put my bid in a woman that I expect myself to get her in 15 fucking moves and I get her in 17 moves. That's a fucking flaw. Or I get her in 9 moves when I should have got her in 7 fucking moves. That's a fucking flaw. But anything else, Why would I be ashamed of me? I love the marks and war wounds that I've created when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I went outside, so I got roughed up. I fell out of trees, fell off of roofs, fell and fucking scratched my – wait, I think I got a mark here. Scraped my head, got stitches here. I lived as a kid, and I'm not ashamed of my fucking body. I'm not ashamed of my face. I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm not ashamed of nothing. You want to know why? Because those fucking things don't define me. They don't define me. So why would I worry? If she doesn't like what she sees, whose fucking problem is it? And do I have to force her to like me? Do I have to force her to appreciate me? Fuck no. I don't give a flying fuck what she thinks about me because she does not define me, gentlemen. She doesn't. B says I was FaceTiming a girl and she suddenly started ignoring me. So I just sent her a text and said, is there some way I can send you a screenshot of it? So I call and show her, I'll tell you what you did wrong. If I am FaceTiming a woman, I've already got it set up. I want you to see this. I want to show you where you went wrong because you didn't think this shit through. If I'm in the process, let me take this off. If I'm in the process, before I walk out of my house, I already know what to do if it comes time to FaceTime a woman. Because the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking scribe. Where is he at? I'm going to scribe my moves. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a reality in which she has never seen before. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to utilize the reality that she's never seen before to put me in a beneficial position because I know she's never met a motherfucker with a fucking lost and found box. She's never met a motherfucker with wine on his bed, on his wall above his bed. She's never met a motherfucker with colored lights. She's never met a motherfucker that has a wall of sexual paintings around. She's never met me. So I'm already set up. Do you see what I'm saying, B? I'm already set up. And all I've got to do is position and move her exactly where I want her to go. Because as soon as she sees the wine above the bed and asks me why, I know where to lead her. As soon as she sees the paintings on my wall, I know where to lead her. As soon as she sees the lost and found box, I know where to lead her. So I already know this before I even talk to them. Because I'm the fucking prize. And all I'm showing her, even if I'm at the back of the line, eventually she's going to come back to me and she's going to work for my fucking attention because I don't need her. Why do I need her when I've got my choice and options of women? I'm good. So I don't have to rush shit, beg for shit, barter for shit. I don't give a. You know the great thing when you don't talk to them? They always will find their way back to you because a lot of them miss conversations. They miss how the connection was, and they try to run away, but they don't realize they're getting deeper into my motherfucking quicksand. So what I'm saying to you, young man, is that that's where you went wrong. You didn't create it first, number one. But let me keep going because you didn't create it. And not only did you not create it, sir, listen to me. Tell me something. Once you created it, why didn't you go to your culinary school to see how much flavor you should put on whatever you need to put on? Too much pepper, put a little bit of salt, put some flavor on it. Once you put the flavor on it with your fucking, over here. Once you put the flavor with your scribe, he takes the information and goes to the marketing team to market you the best way to go to your fucking blacksmith to forge the information, to put it in your goddamn studio. But see, you don't see how deep game is because you're too busy living on the fucking surface, running behind, cupcaking women. and you don't even realize what it is you're doing right there, sir. Let me get back to the regular screen, but I wanted to let you know that. I wanted to keep it a buck with you. D asked this question. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. He asked the question, so what, whenever the mind tells us is not true unless we make it true. No. When the mind is telling you, the mind builds trust and you don't even see it. I want you to look at the moves the mind is doing. When you lose your keys, who's the first one to help you out? Hey, D, hey, I know you lost your keys, but wait, hey, let's just take a moment and step back at this, buddy. Hey, you remember you came home, you're a little tipsy, and you got undressed in the bathroom after you took a piss. Hey, did you check in the bathroom? Oh, shit. Hey, thank you, mind. Hey, buddy, you're welcome. Hey, who loves you more than me? Damn, I can't find my remote control. Oh, man. Wait a second. Let's look this out, D. You remember when we was watching a football game, but you were a little thirsty and you took the remote control with you and it might be, why don't you check the kitchen tap? Holy shit. It's, oh my God. Yeah. Hey, who's got you covered? Oh shit. I'm running late. Oh, hey D, don't worry about it, buddy. You remember instead of going two rights and a left, go right by Sycamore Avenue, take two turns on that turn and go there, and you'll get to work on time. Oh, shit, who loves you more than me? Damn, look at that fine-ass woman over there. Hey, D, whoa, hey, buddy. No, it's not going to work, D. I mean, look, I've been keeping it a buck with you, right, buddy? But look, you really ain't got the job, and I don't think you can get a woman like that. So why don't we save ourselves from ourselves, and let's just wait till next time. Well, you told me right and everything so far, so yeah, let's do it. Oh, wait, AD, wow, look online. Wow, it's called Eat Some Dog Shit and Suck a Dick. Oh, my God, look at this. Really? Wow. Hi. Oh, my God. Wait. Let's press play.
Hey, hi. Hey, my name is Mike. Hi. Welcome to Eat Dog Shit and Suck a Dick. Let me tell you my story. My story is just like your story. You know, here I am trying to understand the female nature, hypergamy, no fab, going your own way of a woman. And, you know, it's just hard nowadays. And you know what? It's just, you can't do it. And it's just, I'm telling you, it just doesn't work because these women are just so evil and these women are so mean. But you know what? I started eating dog shit and started sucking dicks. And, oh, my God, it was an awakening. It was like I understand and I get it now. And it gives me more power by eating dog shit and sucking a dick. Oh, my God.
And your mind is looking at you like this. Oh, my God. Holy shit. This guy's amazing. Holy fuck. Hey, peep this out. We got to look into this guy. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. I've never heard anything before. Man, if he's actually thinking about it, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with eating some dog shit. And, I mean, come on, buddy. We fantasize a little bit about sucking a dick, so this is going to work out well. Oh, my God, let's press play.
Well, and to let you know that, you know, in order for you to eat shit and suck a dick, you know, there are levels to this. So you can be a blue eat a dog shit eater and suck dick. You can be a purple eat a dog shit eater and suck dick. And you can be a red one, a blue one. You can be all the colors of the rainbow. Red and yellow and pink and green. Purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, eat dog shit too. Wow, this is so amazing. But you know what? I want you to meet some of my friends. So if you click this button right here, the community welcomes you. We will welcome you with open arms. Please eat dog shit and suck a dick, because in order for you to understand the nature of a woman, you got to eat dog shit and suck a dick.
And your fucking mind right there is saying, holy shit, fuck working on yourself. Fuck doing what's right. You know what? What we got to do is we got to do that thing. Holy shit, that is so cool. Oh, my God. It's the newest thing. And then you got these motherfuckers. Where is he at? Then you got these motherfuckers, and you know who the fuck I'm talking to. He puts on his fucking glasses with his little boy head, and he's like,
hello, hey, bloody fuck you women. I like you women. You fucking women ain't shit. I'm the cutest motherfucker here. Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't need no fucking women. Oh, yeah, girl, grab my fucking back. Who you fuck you think you are? You motherfucking women ain't shit. Fuck you women. I'm the baddest motherfucker here. You understand what I'm fucking saying?
And you're like, holy shit, who is that guy?
Well, I mean, he's new on the scene. I mean, have you watched his videos? He's the newest thing since sliced bread. Yeah, he used to be a loser, but he shaved his head, and he's acting all tough, and he's flying on fucking airplanes, and he really thinks he's really cool. Let's try him out.
And see, this is how you guys get fucked over, because you guys are blinded by your mind. 414, sir. How can I help you, sir? Sorry for the wait. What's up?
So I just, I think I'm having an awakening, because I was at this all-boys school, and it's like, I haven't been around females a lot, so it's like, life is looking different, and I don't know, I think I just need, like, some advice, not advice, but your opinion on that.
Well, wait a second, you are not defined by your place. Whether you're in a boys' school or a girls' school, what does that have to do with the fact that you're not working on your mindset, sir?
Well, I am working on my mindset now, because I'm slowing down on females.
You're doing what on females?
I'm slowing down on females. All my life, like, I really depended on females. And it's like now, like, I don't really have that many females in my life. So I don't know. I'm at this all-boys school. So it's like teaching me how to be more of a male nature.
Well,
that's how
the world works. They want to stop you from learning game.
Mm.
Turn me down in the background. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
17.
Okay. Well, look, I got to let you go. When you come 18, holler at me, and I'm going to give you some game. Okay, young man?
All right.
Stand up, and good luck, and get your schoolwork done, okay? Guys, the man mindset, I'm the dean. Class is in session. But see, what happens is, because we trust the mind, we actually think any information the mind gives us is actually true. But look at the cloak and dagger of the game that happens. When you feel, okay, why do you think women connect with other women the way they do? Because there's a camaraderie attached to emotion. That is a small connection for women because of the emotional that's going on with these women. But what happens to these young men, there is a connection of emotion, and it shouldn't be there. You should not be connected to another man. You should not follow another man. And for anybody out here saying, well, Steve, aren't you trying to tell us to follow you? No, I'm trying to teach you how to take the information, forge it, and fit it into your life so you can communicate with yourself for yourself and nobody else. And guys, peek this out. And this is a thing where they don't want you to know this. Nobody wants you to know that you allow to be free. Nobody wants you to know that you can work on yourself. See, all you guys out there, as I tell you before, and I don't lie to you guys, I'm being honest with this. All of you guys, we're born winners. I'm not going into all that shit, but you made it to the egg. You are a winner, okay? You were courageous, all right? And everything you see in the TV shows, why some of y'all guys connect to the Marvel and the DCs and stuff, because you can really relate to strength in some of these individuals, whether they're villains or heroes. You can see the pursuit that what they're trying to do. No matter if it's right or if it's wrong, okay? Whoever the fucking is, whether it's a good guy or a fucking villain, they're doing one thing and they're trying to obtain their goals of the things that they want to do for themselves, not actual goals outside of themselves that I tell you don't fuck with. But what does this really mean? What does this mean under the surface? Because so many of you guys live above the surface. What does it mean, okay? The sad thing is, for so many young men out here, so many young men, and again, this is not me trying to single mothers, but all single mothers are not the same. And for a lot of you young men out here that talk shit about single mothers, most of you have come from single mothers. So does your mother ain't shit because she was taking care of you? Now, again, people are victims of circumstance. Vanessa Bryant is not a bad single mother. She is a victim of a circumstance. There are women that get into relationships with guys that lie to them and get them pregnant and leave. There are women out there that are bad. I'm not going to say they're not. There's a little bit of everything, but you cannot just lump everything into one thing to make yourself feel better. Because we all know if you motherfuckers saw a woman with some ass and some titties and she tried to give you some play and she was a single mother, you wouldn't. But wait a second. And you know what's so funny? You know what's so funny, guys? I say to y'all guys, check this out. You know what's so funny? Is that a lot of these guys that go overseas, these quote-unquote passport bros or whatever the fuck, you don't think they're fucking single mothers? Well, we ain't talk about that. You think that just because she can have a flat stomach and a good body, you don't think she's taking that money and feeding somebody else's fucking kid off of your dime? But yet you want to talk about the American woman, but you don't want to say shit about them women overseas who probably have fucking families to feed. But see, we're not going to get into that. I just want to make a point to you guys out there, because you guys out there, you know, if you were offered pussy, you don't care. And you know what's even amazing is that y'all talk so much shit about women that when you get around a woman, you can't even fucking ask for what you want. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? But I'm not here to dog you guys out. I'm here to be honest with you guys. I'm here to be honest with you guys. And if you guys out here don't want to be honest with yourselves, that's fine. But as I'm saying to you guys out there, that most of you guys right now are children of single mothers. Some of you are not, okay? But what I'm saying to you guys out there would make the heroes heroes and the villains villains is that they have successfully done the one thing that you successfully run away from. Let me stop right there. They successfully have done one thing that you successfully run away from, and that is confronting your fucking fears head on. Whenever the world is stacked against you, guys, listen to me. There is no fucking thrill like having the world stacked against you. There's no fucking feeling like starting off at the end with a woman that has hundreds and thousands of fucking fans and you're at the end. There's no fucking great feeling like seeing a woman around a bunch of other women and you go in for what you want. You have no fucking idea how fucking there is no, God damn it, I get excited. I'm sorry, guys. I get excited when I talk about this. There is nothing like it in the world, gentlemen. There is nothing in it like in the world, okay? Okay? And what I'm saying is this, what's important, and what I'm saying to all you guys out there, is that when you learn yourself, you want the chips against you. You want the wall to be as high as it possibly can be, because there's no greater fucking feeling than defeating that fucking wall to be at the end and end up the number one motherfucking guy that she gives the pussy to. There's no thrill like knowing the chips are against me. The world is against me. Nobody fucking likes me. The women don't like me. The women don't want me. And instead of running away from that shit, you bring it on and say, bring it on. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the world that I'm trying to get you young men to see. Is that when the odds are stacked against you, it really shows who the fuck you are as a man. My mentor told me there are no guarantees out in that motherfucking world except one, you. There are no guarantees in your neighborhood except one, you. There are no guarantees in the cities, the clubs, and the bars that you go to except one, you. There are no guarantees in this motherfucking world except one, and that is you. Because I know that I can only be and fuck with and control me. So I accept the world of uncertainty, because my mind is I'm going to conquer it, because I've already conquered my mind to not sit around and blame the world of uncertainty for all the shit that is going wrong in my life. God damn it, let me tell you, B-Ball, call into the show. If you're serious, call into the fucking show. What I'm saying to you guys out here, listen to what I'm saying. All live in a world of uncertainty, and you don't even realize it. When you walk out your door, some of you motherfuckers, it's going to rain outside. You didn't know it was going to rain, but did that slow you down or stop you from doing shit? Did you run into the house, go on fucking YouTube and say, well, goddammit, the hypergamous nature of the rain is so great, it's not fair. I need to go to another country to get away from the rain, because it's not fair that it's raining right now. It's not fair that it's snowing right now. It's not fair that it's hot or it's cold. Oh, boo-hoo. Think about what I'm saying, guys. And I'm not trying to be funny. Think about what I'm saying. I'm serious. We live in a world of uncertainty. Just because you go through a green light doesn't mean that motherfucker's going to stop on red. But you are prepared, because guess what you do when you're driving through that green fucking light? You look to the left and you look to the fucking right, don't you? So if somebody who chose to go through that light, you're already protected yourself, because the only guarantee that you have is fucking you. You can't control the cars. Who's ever in that car? You don't know what the fuck they're doing. Maybe they're looking down. Maybe they're on the phone. Maybe they're checking the radio. Maybe they're looking up someone. You don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they may pass that light. But the only guarantee is when you cross that light, you look to the right, you look to the left to make sure the coast is clear so you can go through that motherfucking light and keep on with your fucking life. Because the world is full of uncertainty, gentlemen. That's what I'm saying to you. You can walk out of your fucking door in shorts and it starts to rain. The clouds, the meteorologist maybe, but there's no one out there that can determine when a cloud is going to cover up the fucking sun and start raining. And that's what I'm trying to get you young men to see in the game. And 772, I'll bring you in 1 second, guys. This is the Man Mindset, gentlemen. I am the Dean, gentlemen. Class is in session. Class is in session.
What up, yo? It's your boy, Payton.
Here we go.
You already know what it is, and you're listening to the Man Mindset.
All right, guys, we're back. Shout out to my Man Mindset dogs. Lines are open. Let me go and bring this call in. Eric code 772. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah. My question is, if this girl I'm talking to just stops texting me, should I, like, send another text to just get straight to the point and let her know, or should I just move on and let her know?
Okay, what was your last text message to her, sir? Tell me what your last text message was.
My last text message was, I told her I needed to clarify something, and that I think she mistook me for the wrong type of man. I said, if you're not telling me something because you've been unsure, right now is the perfect time to let me know. I'm not like the guys who stress you out, judge you, wasted your time. That's not how it is with me. You can tell me
sir, listen, why did you already lose? You're too busy trying to prove yourself to a woman. What happened to make you say what you said, sir? Let's go there for a second. It's a good question, but what happened to make you say what you said, sir? What did she say to you?
It wasn't what she said. She stopped speaking to me.
Okay, what happened? What was the last conversation you had when she stopped speaking to you, sir? Let me know.
It was like July 27th, and we're
all right.
July
27th, but what was the last conversation you had, man? I don't need the dates. Just tell me the last conversation you had where she stopped talking to you.
The conversation was about, like, me pulling up, and
All right, stop. And how long have you known this woman for?
I've known her for a while. I've known her since, like, last year.
Okay, so since last year, and how long you been trying to get at this woman for?
We've been off and on.
You've been off and on. Okay. All right. So you do understand you can't fuck, right? You do understand that your fuck game is no. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm about to explain to you why. Why are you laughing? Because if your fuck game was about anything, she would be beating down the fucking doors to get with you. She would be calling you up right now, jealous that you're not spending time with her. So do you understand? I'm trying to get you to see it. Your fuck game is terrible. Your mouthpiece is terrible. You probably can't even eat pussy correctly. So what fucking benefit is it for her to get with you? Because you're the one crying over this fucking bitch. So who's throwing the pussy on who?
I am in that situation, but the thing is I've been listening to your show, and, you know, me feels like I'm
better. If you've been listening to my show, you would have cut that bitch off. Fuck her. Why
just cut her off
renting,
and move on. That's...
Why is she renting space in your head? You lost. I don't teach that. Conquer. You conquer by showing her why she is worth your fucking attention, your time, your respect, and your dick last. Why are you not conquering? Why are you allowing her in your mind? Why is she running all in your fucking mind? Listen, what makes her special? Tell me. What? Can she fly? Can she walk on water? Can she go zippity-boo, nippity-boo, and touch a fucking tree and it turns into money? What is so fucking special about her?
Nothing.
So then why?
Nothing.
Okay, if she's a nothing, remember I told you the tutors, you say nothing, You do nothing, which means you are nothing, which begs the question, what is a nothing doing in my court, in my kingdom? As a man, I don't spend time with nothings, no matter how sexy her ass is and how fine she is. I don't waste my time with a nothing and a nobody. I dismiss them motherfuckers. So if she's a nothing, then why is she in your mind, sir?
Well, the only reason she would be in my mind, the only reason she would be in my mind at this point is because I know that eventually she'll realize that she won't find me and anyone else in her immediate environment. Like, there's everybody else is wasting her time.
That's a fucking lie. That's a fucking lie. You're lying to yourself. You got wine above your bed? No.
No.
The shower lights? No. Yo, what memorable thing? You ain't got the fucking lost and found box. So what fucking thing are you doing to make this woman say, oh, Matt, hey, Mike, send that to me, Mike. I didn't get it yet, Mike. Send that to me, Mike. What thing is she doing to make you magically say, oh, shit. Oh, man, she's going to come back to me when you ain't doing anything, dog?
It's the fact that everybody, she's had a lot of experience with, like, a lot of different guys, and all of them manipulated her.
Wait. How do you know she's been fucking a lot of guys? How do you know that?
When I was with her, or, like, when we were still fucking, like, she had told me, like, how many her body count. Like, I didn't even ask her.
So why do you give a fuck then? Hey, look, the bitch told your body count, and you're the one creaming after that bitch. So what do you fucking lost? 909, I got you next. You're creaming over her. But you wanna knock her for her body count? Well, you know what? Why don't you tell her your fucking body count to squash her body count? Every man's body count should be higher than the woman's body count. I don't understand. They're throwing the pussy like... It's crazy how they're throwing a pussy out here. But yet you're worried about her body count? Why are you bringing up her body count? To make yourself feel better, sir? What does her body count got to do with the fact that you're running behind her?
Well, the body count, the reason I brought that up is because she would have known exactly what it looks like for a motherfucker that's going to waste her time. But... what I sent that text, the most recent text I sent her, was to set myself up, and so I could use that to show her that I wouldn't be wasting her time.
No, ain't set that up, man. This is why I tell you to let, brother, I don't think you understand something. I keep telling you, every woman that I fuck with, they know they got one foot out of the door. I am quick to dismiss them motherfuckers. Please go. If you want to go, go. Please go. Please go, right? But see, you're trying to trick them to stay. I'm not trying to trick them to stay. Go out there, be all you can be. I don't give a fuck. But you want to know why they come back? And you want to know why they miss me? Because I'm doing some shit that them motherfuckers out there ain't doing. They will always come back because the pussy will always be mine because I've conquered the pussy, not the one between her legs. That just reinforces everything. The five play, the kissing, the making out, the master, the bedroom, the dirty talk, all those things reinforce it. But I get the pussy submitted to me before I even touch the pussy. Do you hear what the fuck I'm saying? I don't even need to fuck the woman to have the woman submit her pussy to me to tell me that she loves me, adores me, and she wants to be with me. That's how cold you should be in this game. So if you ain't that cold, why the fuck do you care what she's doing? Why? But what's up? Should you what? What you need to do is go ahead and delete her number. You delete her number. If she's ready to reach out to you, she'll reach out to you. I choose not to delete them. I know they're going to come the fuck back. So why delete a number when they're going to bring their ass right back anyway? They will always find their way back to a motherfucking man. But you can't beg or barter a fucking woman to come back to you. Let her go. You want her. See, you don't even see the depth in the game. Let her go. Let her go back to baloney, and I bet your ass will come back to my motherfucking ass. So let her go. All right, stand up, man. Good call, sir. Let me bring in air code 909. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, man? What's up, brother?
What up, Steve? I was going to ask, how soon or what would you say is the timeline for when you should give out certain things, like the five play and some of the other stuff that you mentioned?
Well, okay. All right. So it's a very tricky thing because you have to understand the dosage of the drug. Okay. Now we're getting into the drug lab and the drug. Okay. So let's think about it for a second. Okay. So think about a woman who has had average conversation, average dick, average pussy eating, average what they call foreplay. See, they call it foreplay, whatever that shit is. All right? So, average woman having average things meets a man that is above average. You cannot hit her with a high dosage. You've got to kind of dilute the dosage because there's going to be a remember, she's going to make a transition. See, remember I told you when they're at their edge, they only think in their mind, this is as far as I go, right? But when you are the person that tells them that they can go beyond that edge, what happens is the potency of just that shifts the mind. And when you can shift a woman's mind, listen, I didn't even say fuck. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying shift her perception and bend her reality and change her reality. It is going to, this is what she's going to start saying, caller. If he's making me see the world in a different view, what more can he make me see? And thus, at that point, she's going to start coming at you. Mute yourself real quick because you're outside. Just mute yourself while I'm talking. Just mute yourself. Just mute yourself. Okay, but listen. What I'm saying to you is that this is why conquering is such a beautiful thing, because once the mind is conquered, what happens is in the shift of the mind of her limiting belief, remember, they only seep to the level of the motherfuckers they've always been around. Thus, 909, this will always be our advantage because we're above average. We're showing her how to move herself up. Remember, either elevate or educate. And when you can elevate and educate, what happens is, just like the layers of marijuana, there's some bad marijuana and then there's some strong-ass marijuana, right? So whenever she starts to take your drug, you're the one that all of her life she thought, this is as far as it's going to be. This is as far as I'm going to go with a guy. So I just might as well find an average guy and live my average life and be like all the other average women that I know that complain about all their average guys. But then she meets you that is above average. Wait a second. Whoa. Is this a voicemail? What's this? He sent me a voicemail. What is that? He sent me a video. Wait a second. Who does that? You see, in her trying to piece that little reality together, who has wine above his bed? Kind of fucking sick, or sickening as far as nasty kind of shit has he got going on? Wait a second. Wait. What is this? A sexoween what is a sexoween invitation? Now remember, she hangs around with women who are with losers as well. Women always like to outdo other women too. But when you show her that she can be more in your presence by just submitting and showing me value as far as the work you're going to put in, because getting with me is going to show you some shit. Because remember, caller, wait, remember, caller, peep this, ready? She doesn't know. She doesn't know her core. Listen to what I'm saying. She's never even reached her core. Listen, dog, listen. What do you think happens? I show her what love actually is. See, she thinks love and all that shit she's been going through with them fucking losers is love on her mental level, right? Like, if the guy's a two and she falls in love, she actually thinks that's really fucking love. That's her taking a vape pen and thinking it's fucking fentanyl. You see what I'm saying? It's her mind thinking that, you know, these are average guys. What I'm saying is what happens when she becomes addicted to you because you're showing her things. Okay, think about this, Colin. Think about this. What if you are the main source to showing her that she can look to herself to find happiness? Remember, most women find happiness. They think happiness is dresses, purses, shoes, makeup, fucking I'm beautiful today and all this other fucking stupid shit that they say, right? And yet they're at home crying, feeling sad and all other stuff, right? What if through being with me, she realizes that there's something in her that she can love herself, but she can love herself through me because I'm evolving and she's got to keep up with me or she's going to fall the fuck behind. But through me, and hey, call her. I'm not even talking about sex. See that, caller? I'm not even talking about fucking. Do you understand when I change her fucking mind, I shift her reality and shift her perception? She's going to give me the pussy on GP. I don't have to call her. You think I have to really beg for pussy when she wants to fuck me because of how she feels? When she wakes up in the morning, she's thinking about me. When she's driving, she's thinking about me because I'm the only motherfucker doing voice messages. I'm the only motherfucker doing videos, right? I'm the only motherfucker making her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. So, and I'm not even trying to fuck, which is then fucking with her because what is she used to from the average guy, 909? Throwing the pussy, throwing the dick on the market, begging for pussy, bartering for pussy. So now where her shifted mind is she's thinking, well, why isn't he trying to fuck me? Why isn't he trying to fuck me? I'm interested in him. I'm showing him I'm interested in him, but he's still so fucking laid back. He's making me mad. He makes me happy. He makes me sad. He puts me on a roller coaster ride. He's a jerk today. He's an asshole tomorrow. He's a sweet guy that next day. I'm on an emotional roller coaster. And yet, caller, I still ain't trying to fuck. I've already fucked her and she doesn't realize it, brother. So what I'm saying to you, because I gotta get back, is that you got to seep the dosage at a light dosage. I know you guys want these women to be all over you, but you don't understand a love star crazy woman. Now, remember, I found that out a little. Okay, remember, caller, my mentor told me, you know, the Peter Parker thing. With great power comes great responsibility bullshit, right? So So I put all this shit in this one woman, and I fucking had her, right? But as I told you, one of my greatest faults or my weaknesses is I get tired of women, so I get bored with women. So I was getting bored with her. But remember, I gave her a high dosage of me. She couldn't let me go. She was so fucking out of her fucking mind as I was walking out of the door because I just told her, I'm done. It's over. God, man, I wish I could show you guys. It was beautiful. Let me see. Let me show you guys. So she, just think about as a Heinz ketchup bottle that's a glass. As I'm walking through the door, like Tom Brady, I'm a Cowboy fan, but Tom Brady with accuracy, she chucked that fucking bottle, and that motherfucker didn't even hit the fucking the fan, and the angle of the thing hit me back in the head, boop, because she didn't know what to do because she couldn't lose me. She never abused me, never touched me. She couldn't handle me, and you know what she did? Every day after that, nothing but crying. Every day after that, flowers and cards and please come back, please, please. And I realized that, whoa, whoa, you can't give too much of this shit to these women. Too much of you to a woman that is used to average cannot handle emotionally the depth in which we are as men. So what I'm saying to you is when you're doing the five play, lightly five play, if you want to mix it with a five play, a fucking 101, a dirty talk, a kissing 101, and a master of the bedroom, do it, but seep off every little thing. Don't hit her with this because, okay, you know why people sometimes get car sick, caller? It's because their mind is trying to line up with the outside world when they get car sick. Sometimes the mind and the body, sometimes the mind cannot process what the fuck is going on. So what I'm saying to you is when she gets with a real man, she cannot process information because guess where the process has to come from? It has to come above her mindset because she's only at a one or two with these average motherfuckers, right? So she gets with you that 10,000 or infinite. She's got to process what you are and why you are and how come you're not trying to fuck her. How come you're not trying to pander? How come you're not kissing her ass? How come you're not trying to take her out? How come you're not jealous? How come you're not handcuffing her? How come you're not asking for her phone and snooping around, but all you're doing is living your motherfucking life? It is a mind fuck. So what I'm saying to you, to wrap this up with you, brother, because I know you were waiting for a minute, is you gotta give it a little bit. Because think about this. She's never had five play. She doesn't understand master the bedroom, but she's never used to dirty talk when she's only hearing a, whatever. And she's never had been kissed the way I show you, right? So when you're doing all those things, that's like you taking heroin, methamphetamines, fentanyl, and fucking a crack rock, and you're sticking all that shit in the combination and you're giving it to her. You see what I'm saying? You cannot give her too much of the drug. Seep it out a little bit. She's already going to be fucked up, but you got to make sure you listen. This is why I always tell you, don't try to go for the pussy. I want to make sure if she fucks with me, she's all in because she wants to be all in. Not because I manipulated the situation, not because I begged or bartered or anything like that. She's going to be all in as soon as I shift her fucking limiting belief, brother. She's going to be all in because the average motherfuckers don't. And then when she really sees what love is, that's when she's going to offer. You know, the pussy will always be yours. Listen to me. It will always be yours. I remember when, real quick, caller, real quick. I remember when I was in my like 20s, like 25 and shit. I remember how great it is when you get a phone call when they're crying because they're about to get married. And they're mad that you wasn't that guy, but yet they just, hey, ready, caller, one last time. Hey, can we just have one more night? And guys, are you realizing? Yes. You see what I'm saying, my brother? They don't understand. But go ahead. What's your question? I'm sorry. What's up?
I was going to ask you about, showing her the shower lights. Now, would that look too sexual, too early?
No. Okay, think about this. The shower lights break her. Okay, listen. I'm going to pull it up on the thing. Okay, there are ways to break her, but these are the breaks. Okay, let me find it. You're going to break her. Let me show you. I'll give you this for free to show you how to break her. Okay, I'm going to show the guys. Now, these are ways you can break her, okay? And I'm not even mentioning, I got the phone right there for the texting and voice message. So there are ways that you can break her, okay? I want you to look at the break. You can break her because her mind cannot process. Think about this. Since elementary school, junior high school, and college, and out of college, her mind has already processed what a man is to her. But here you are with the wine above your bed. How can the mind even process who the fuck even thinks about something like that? It's kind of like 50 Shades of Grey, okay? Think about 50 Shades of Grey. You want to know why that book was so popular? Because women couldn't process that there are men out there that can go beyond the basic-ass sex and shit. That's why they love that fucking book, because they could not process that there are men out there that are really kinky and shit, right? So all these things are things that she's got to process, but let's get to the shower lights. I want you to think, okay, the woman you're talking to, how old is she? How old is she?
I don't have none right now. I'm all out.
Okay. But you were talking about the shower lights. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're talking to a woman that's 27 years old, okay? And she sees the shower lights. Do you understand the shift in the mind of a 27-year-old that has never seen a motherfucker with shower lights before? When all her life, she's just seen the basic-ass shit, right? So when she sees the shower lights because you're taking a photo or a video telling her good morning and showing the shower lights, she's trying to process the information of, wait, what is this about? Why does he have, okay, first off, who sends videos? And my God, this is so fucking sexy. I can just watch. I can keep, all right, let's call her. I can keep pressing play, and he doesn't even know it. But what she doesn't know is she's taking the drug. Every time she presses play privately, she's taking the drug. Every time she shows her girlfriends, she's taking the drug. So all she's doing is pressing play to watch this and trying to make sense of someone that has different shower lights. Because, Rady, I've never met a man, fill in the blank, that has colored shower lights. I've never met a man who has wine above his bed. I've never met a man who has a lost and found box. I've never met a man that has paintings of sexy women and he can break it down. Do you see what I'm saying, caller?
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to process this information because she's never met anybody that has had this before. So that means however old she, and think about, wait, guys, think about when she just got out of high school. Now she's in college and she's free. Do you actually think them fucking losers in high school have any of this shit? No. This then is like, wow, this is fucking kinky and cool. It's like, who thinks of this shit? And if he's like this with the shit he has outside of himself, what the fuck is it going to be like if I suck his dick? What is it going to be like if I give him the pussy? What is it going to be like if I let him come on my face? What is it going to be like if I let him grab my hair, smack my... what? And then guess what, guys? I'll call her. Guess what? You're not doing anything. She begins to do this weird thing, you ready? Called fantasizing. Even, listen, you ready? Here's the cool thing. Oh, my God, he's not my type. He's fat. He's short. He's poor. He's broke. But yet, damn. Matter of fact, 909, you watch The Chi? You watch The Chi?
What is that on?
Okay, that's on Showtime. So I'm going to give you an example. So The Chi, okay, so I'm watching The Chi, today's episode, right? So the guy that was in prison, okay, so there's this rich chick. Okay, he's got two rich chicks. Okay, there's one that is trying to go be the fake girlfriend of the one guy, and then he's with a rich chick, okay? So this motherfucker who have no, he in prison and shit, but he keep it a buck. So he just goes upstairs, right? Goes upstairs, and let's say he's chick number B that he ain't even fucking with. He said, "Damn, you look like, man, you look like you could get some action," because she was putting lipstick on, right? And then he goes down to see his girl, right? His girl gets mad at him. "How could you say that to her? I heard what you said. You know what? I'm through with you. I don't need you." And she fucking left him, right?
Okay.
So nobody's in the house. Old boy's downstairs. Guess who fucking comes downstairs? Chick number A. Saying, "Hey, you know what? You know, it's Valentine's Day. You know what? I don't want to be alone tonight." And gave that motherfucker pussy on GP. Because the shift in the way. See, most guys would see that woman on the at the table. They would say, "Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, she's so fine. And, oh, my God, what am I going to say?" That motherfucker just walked in and say, "Damn, you know what, man? You look like you're going to get lucky tonight." I mean, he said some sly shit, some smooth shit. but he wasn't trying to fuck. He just said some shit that a real motherfucker would say, and it just came out. So he goes downstairs. His girl heard him, and she got mad, and she left. She left because he was going down. Look, he went in the refrigerator to grab some whipped cream. He was shaking the whipped cream up, and he tried to go downstairs. And when he was going to get the whipped cream, he ran into chick number B. And then when he went down to chick number A, she heard him talk to B, got mad, and she left. And he's like, damn, what the fuck happened? So he was just chilling downstairs. Nobody home. That motherfucking chick A went right downstairs with that thick, fat ass, went right downstairs and gave him some pussy on GP. Because how are we talking to him? You see what I'm saying? Shift in reality. Most women, see, people think that you're not allowed to say things to women. You're not allowed to say, let's fuck. I mean, I always tell you guys, if you want to fuck, just say, hey, let's get together. Why am I going to take you out to dinner? Let's fuck. I mean, you're not going to get it if you're weird and creepy. But what he did is he said, let's fuck, without saying let's fuck, because what she expected was him just to look at her and be scared and shit because she's so beautiful. He looked dead at her and said what he said, and that was a shift in the reality. You see what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. he was showing her that he wasn't like the average motherfucker. Because he was just saying some shit like a motherfucker would say, damn, all right, girl, I see what's up. Damn. Because she was putting lipstick on her lips and shit. But then he was going downstairs to fuck the girl downstairs. She overheard him and got mad and left. And he was like, cool, well, fuck it. You know, all right, whatever. I'm going to lay. Look, it's Valentine's Day. I'm in the basement. I'm just going to lay down and chill downstairs until it's coo, 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 coo. She come downstairs in her tight-ass dress, telling him that she don't want to be alone, leaned in and kissed him, grabbed him, and fucked the shit out of him. That's where game is. He ain't make it about the pussy. He made it about what he was saying. She wanted to fuck him because he didn't move like the average motherfucker that doesn't have game. You see what I'm saying, my brother? Does that make any sense?
Yes.
All right, do you have any other questions as I continue? I got to grab some of these messages and shit from these guys. But you're good to go, though?
Yes, thank you.
All right, man, we'll throw you back in. I will reset the lines, gentlemen. Oh, wait, we got 10 minutes, so we're good. Lines are open. Let me see if I can catch any of y'all questions. I'm sorry. If y'all got any questions, put a Q in there. I'm trying to catch up. I'm talking to my dog here, man. Let's see Mike say. What Mike, my dog, say? You hit them with that shit all at once. You're going to, yeah, Mike, you know, Mike. You know, hey, guys, can I tell them what you did last night, Mike? Please let me know if I can tell them. Mike, please let me know if I can tell them. I won't give anything out. Mike, can I tell them? Can I tell them, Mike, what happened last night with you? Mike, I need you to just tell me yes or no. I won't say nothing. Well, Mike, let me tell them what happened with you last night because they don't understand game. They don't understand game. Supreme says, how can I come up with ways to make them smile, laugh, and blush? Well, if you want to be a lawyer, you're going to have to go to law school. If you want to be a medical doctor, you got to go to medical school. If you want to learn game, then you got to get a coach to show you the game, to show you what to do, son. Come on, you're asking the questions, okay? You're asking, what does the drug do? What the drug does is it shifts her perception in reality. The average woman out here, they're not satisfied. They're not satisfied. They're not happy. And they're looking for the top average. It's like a zebra looking for a zebra. And there's an alpha zebra in the herd. But who wants a zebra when you grab a lion? You see what I'm saying? So what happens is that, no, the one that was in jail, I think the one that was in jail, y'all know what I'm talking about. I watched the shit. I was watching right there. But hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. How do I start back speaking to a girl? Man, get the fucking move that. Dude, stop. Fuck. Listen to you. Look how fucking desperate you sound. Excuse me. I'm not even Muhammad. Look how desperate you sound, dog. You already lost. Please leave that fucking woman alone. She doesn't want you. You're a loser to her. I'm not calling you a loser, but you're a loser to her. But let me get back to Lurk's question. What the drug does, and this is why, okay, The only analogy I can give you what the drug does is I want you to think when you were a kid and all you were eating were bologna and peanut butter and like ham and cheese sandwiches from mom, okay? When you were a kid. Peanut butter, bologna sandwiches, or like ham and cheese sandwiches, right? That's all you were eating. You had it in your little lunchbox and shit. She would make it for lunch or whatever, or a little snack for you, okay? And you thought at that point, wow, that bologna tastes really good, or damn, that's a great ham sandwich, and oh my God, I love peanut butter and jelly. Oh, peanut butter and jelly time, right? And then one day you went out with them and they ordered you your first bone-in $80 ribeye Angus steak, whatever the fuck it was, with a garlic butter topping on that shit. And you were like, damn, what's this? And you took your knife and it just sliced right through as you cut it. And that first bite. Now, remember, this, your mind was on peanut butter, jelly, ham, cheese, and bologna. That's what you thought life was about until you took your first bite of a piece of steak. And then all of a sudden, there was a shift in your mind because you realized there's something greater than ham sandwiches, bologna sandwiches, peanut butter, and jelly. And you were never the same again. We all went through the shit as guys. We all went through it. That first time you had your, you were like, oh, fuck, what the fuck is this? Holy shit, that shit tastes good. It's the same thing with a woman. So what the drug of you does, it shifts her reality from bologna, ham and cheese sandwiches, and peanut butter to something that has more depth to it, sir. If that was able to answer your question. Let me keep going here. How do you string a woman along? You're in the wrong place. Two doors down to the right. You're in the wrong room. Reese, he's saying, how do you fucking beg a fucking woman? You're in the wrong room, sir. You're in the wrong room. We don't string women along. What kind of fucking loser shit is that? Let's keep going. Let's see here. Let me keep going. Let me see. Okay, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got you covered. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. We'll reset in four minutes. We'll kind of do like 30 or an hour, depending on you guys. But I wanted to talk to you guys, and this is the beauty of the game. And if y'all are if y'all got questions, I miss it. Please ask again, because when I talk to the guys, I focus on the guys I'm talking about and all this other stuff. But what I'm saying is that what did Mike, let me say, Mike had a school teacher that just got strung off the five play. Yeah, Jeremy, this is what I'm saying, dog. Look, listen, this is why I keep telling you, Jeremy. Look, the thing is that when you know that they're fucked, I mean, okay, the power that I try to show you guys that you can have is the power of walking up to an anthill. The ants just got to sit and wait to see what the fuck you do. They have no power over you. And that's the power you will have over a woman. But it's not a manipulating or deceptive power, because you're not trying to force yourself on the woman. You're just saying that when she is 100% sure that she is going to accept you in, that then you are going to fuck up her world in a sexual, sensual, romantic, kinky, dirty, fun, flirty, naughty, nasty way that she's never seen before, that she's going to get hooked on a dick. But you're never manipulated. We never manipulate the woman to let us inside. You make the choice. Do you want me inside or you don't? And if you're not sure, I'm going to go. And if you're 99% sure, I'm not going to go. I mean, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to go. I want 100. I am not going to beg you for that 1 point. I'm not going to barter for that 1 point. If you don't want me, you don't fucking want me. Because at that 1 point for you guys make you feel like you got to beg for pussy. And we don't beg for pussy over here, okay, guys? That's what we're doing, okay? What was the picture below the shower lights? Okay, wait a second. You said, what was the picture? Let me see. Let me pull it up for you, and I'll tell you. I'll be happy to tell you. Let me pull it up. The picture below the shower lights. Oh, that is something that I would tell you to put in your kitchen. Let me show you what it is, because this is game. So what I teach those men that want to learn game is that what you see in that corner is a naked woman that the guy is eating off of her body. He's using her body as a plate, and he's eating food off of her body. So when a woman goes into your kitchen, okay, she's going to see that photo, and you're going to explain to her that, listen, this is a think of a woman. This is a, I don't know, this is a, let's say this is a, I don't know, I'm thinking of a woman's name. This is a Sharon painting that I got at the marketplace. And why I got this painting and what I love about this painting is, because once you tell the story of the other paintings, you can kind of go on this. This is a woman who truly is really one with herself and is willing and accepting to go beyond her sexuality. And why I like this painting is that when I have women at my place and they allow me to push the pendulum of sexuality, there is nothing like putting food on her body and tasting it and seeing the difference on how it tastes off of her body than it does the plate. You see what I'm saying? How many motherfuckers talk to women like that? I love putting food on her body because I know what food tastes on the plate, but I don't know what food tastes like on your body. How many motherfuckers do you know talk that kind of shit? Zero. Because motherfuckers don't believe that they can say shit like that, or they don't believe in positioning themselves. All I'm doing is positioning myself, and she doesn't even have to be over my house to see that. Because if I'm going live on video and I have the camera, all I got to go is into the kitchen, hold the camera up to show the picture behind me. She's going to look at me, then she's going to look at that picture. What is that picture? And there you go. It's already over. I always set the lines, but I'm already showing her why me. Because I'm showing her that the range and depth of my sexuality is so fucking beyond the average fucking guy. How many people have you heard tell a woman that I know how the food tastes on a plate, but I don't know how it tastes off of you? Y'all take that shit. That's fucking free. But nobody says that shit. We are the only motherfuckers on YouTube talking that kind of shit. That's a shift, because who is smooth enough to say some shit like that? But I told you why, and I explained why I'm using it, because I am only positioning myself, caller. The guy asked the question. I'm only positioning myself. So hopefully you'll have more clarity of why I have it. I don't have that shit just for my shits and giggles. I got that shit to go ahead and push sex. I'm going to push sex with that shit. Shit, we're going to get that motherfucking shit going. Because she isn't used to guys doing that. The dog Mike is saying beautiful women rarely get approached. They don't know how to act when if it, right, Mike. Yeah, Mike. And I know I wish Mike could tell me. I can tell y'all what Mike got into yesterday. But let's keep going. Let's see here. Let me keep going and see if there's any other questions. I'll reset the line, guys. I'll reset the line real quick. And